Hi, welcome to your staff file checklist for nonprofits. In this short video, we're going to look at the building block on other arrangements. And this is closely connected to the building block on contract, of course, but it includes some more specific arrangements which are listed here. This is what the building block looks like on your checklist that you have been able to download where you're watching this video. So we're going to look at more specific arrangements that are mostly mentioned in the main contract or referred to in the main contract, but that are maybe not detailed in the main contract, or for which you might need additional documentation during the course of the contract period. So key question again is here, what are you actually agreeing to? And these are some additional elements. So for example, maybe you are providing a pension scheme to your as a benefit to your employees, and perhaps you need to have more specific arrangements in place for entering your employee into that pension scheme. Maybe it's a scheme where they need to make some personal choices. They might need to provide you with the information about their dependents and whether they want their dependents to be registered there as well as beneficiaries of the scheme at a later stage, for example. So this is something additional where you might need to provide also additional information about the pension scheme and the organization that is running that for you, and where you need to maybe make sure that you have all the documentation that your employee signed off on all of that and agreed to all of that. Then another topic that is often part of very heated debate during the course of a contract period is overtime. So what happens if a person works more hours than actually agreed to in the contract? If they, for some reason or another need to put in much more time, are you going to compensate that? And if so, how? So are you going to give them days off so that they can compensate the time that they worked more? Or is this something that at a certain point and under certain conditions you are willing and able to pay out? And then you need to make sure that it's very clear what those conditions are, who can approve pay out of overtime, and when can that be done? What must your employee do in order for this approval to be able to be provided? So this requires maybe not at the time of contracting additional documentation, but this requires additional documentation during the course of the contract period whenever this becomes applicable. So if your employee is working more than contracted, then either they must get compensation in terms of leave days or in terms of money, and this must be recorded somehow. Yeah, and but that's also important because many nonprofits are not able to pay out overtime, but they're also sometimes not willing to pay out overtime because they are more interested in their staff being rested and getting rest regularly, and therefore their staff taking time off rather than that they would like their staff to work more so that they would earn more money. Now, this is also a sort of principle or philosophy behind your approach towards overtime, and your also how you're going to be upholding that approach in the course of the contract with your employee. So that's something important to think about and to agree on with your employee. Another topic where you need to provide maybe additional instructions or information to your employee is, for example, when it comes to reimbursement of travel costs. Are you reimbursing travel costs of your employee to come to the workplace, for example? And if so, under what conditions? What must the employee provide to you? Are there certain conditions in terms of type of transportation that you are willing and able to reimburse, and so on and so forth. And maybe at a later stage, you are also going to discuss with your employee possibilities for further education, for example. So what are the conditions under which you might be able and willing to contribute to their further education? So all these things might not be applicable right away at the time of signing the contract, other than, of course, making sure the pension arrangements are clear. But these are things where you need to provide information and instructions to your employee when they start working with you, so that you can be sure that they are following those instructions and that everything is clear. And I think this is also something where you might need to pay a bit more attention to in the beginning of their employment, to make sure that everything is clear and that they're following the instructions and the rules that you have set for those specific things. Okay, so what are the checks that you need to do for this building block? Well, again, you need to check what is the information that you need, for example, in order for you to enroll the employee into the pension scheme. What is the information you need? What is the information that you can store, and how can you store it? So, for example, overtime requests and overtime approvals and overtime payouts or compensations in time is something that you really must somehow store and record. And also, what is the information that you need to provide to your staff? So you need to provide information about the pension scheme, and you need to provide information about your policy in regard of reimbursement of travel costs from home to workplace. And you need to provide information and instructions about your policy when it comes to overtime compensation in time off or in money. So that is what you need to do first. Make sure that you have an information package for your staff, so that at the time when you're signing the contract, you can provide this to them and you can make them sign for having received it and for having received clarification of it. You need to do the checks about the information that you also need to get, and about certain requirements or conditions or how you would like to store it. And then you need to go back to your cover sheet and tick off the information that you have collected. And you need to make a plan for how you're going to make sure that this is up to date. So, for example, that is very relevant when it comes to overtime issues, which is an issue of a frequent dispute in the workplace, but also it's important when it comes to maybe arrangements that you make in the frame of your performance assessment conversations with your staff about education, and also when it comes to reimbursement of costs incurred by your staff. You also need to make sure that all this is up to date and that there are no unclarities there. So this is also something where you need to make sure that this section of your staff file is always up to date, and that the person in charge of the staff files is also checking this regularly with your staff, with their supervisors, and maybe with you as well, to make sure that it is up to date. So here we are again at the end of a short video. Well done you, that you have reached now the end of the other arrangements section and you're ready to get going on that part of your checklist and staff file work. I wish you good luck with that, and in case you have any questions, please never hesitate to contact me to ask me any questions and to get unstuck in case you are stuck. So see you in the next video. Good luck with this, and well done.